Joining the Red River Farm Network is South Dakota Farm Bureau President Scott Vanderwall, who farms at Volga, South Dakota. And Scott, the SDFB hosted their annual convention this past weekend in Rapid City, South Dakota. First, tell us what it was like to gather in person, of course, you know, socially distanced, but that had to be a good feeling.
It really did, and people really enjoyed it. You know, I was expecting maybe a half of a crowd compared to what we usually get, but we got way over that. Probably not quite what we normally do, but I was very, very pleased. And people just had a ball. They didn't complain about anything. And, you know, we had a glitch or two here and there with some of the technology that we used to let the people participate in the delegate session virtually. But overall, it was great. And people were just glad to get out and see some friends and talk to other people.
So let's talk about that all-important delegate session, Scott. That's really where the organization comes full circle. Members meet, they debate policy items, and ultimately they make decisions on what is going to be sent up to the national level. I know last time you and I talked, the livestock component was a big piece. Was that a big piece of the discussion?
Yeah, a lot of it was centered around livestock. Probably the first one that we dealt with anyway was the fact that all these little locker plants in the state, meat processors, are backed up for months or even as much as a year. And when we went into the coronavirus thing, there were people trying to buy livestock from farms, and that's great. Some people love to do that, but they couldn't find anywhere to get them processed. With the hogs backed up, there were people selling hogs really cheap, but you couldn't find a place to process them unless you did it yourself. So one of the resolutions that our delegates passed was to support an educational and workforce development program toward professional certification or apprenticeships in meat cutting from our post-secondary schools. And I know they're working on that in some areas, some of the VOTECs, and I understand SDSU has just started one or working on it now too. And then also to provide scholarships and encouragement like that from the Department of Labor.
Anything else on the livestock side of things that was of importance? I mean, really, anything related to COVID and some of the challenges that presented is probably the first and foremost importance.
Right, and a lot of these things do come out of the COVID situation. There's been a lot of concern also about the cattle industry with the price gyrations that have happened. First of all, from the Holcomb fire in Kansas a couple of years ago, but then also due to the COVID pandemic. And one of our resolutions also was to work with the beef industry, all aspects of the beef industry. That means cow-calf people, feedlots, packers, processors, to try to find a better voluntary price discovery method. And that's been one area of frustration for a lot of people the last few years, and hopefully we can come up with an answer for that. And then also on the subject of meat processing plants, to just encourage people to start meat processing plants or expand them. That would be a great thing. It would allow for processing of individual animals. You know, if people want to go to a farm and purchase one. Also for folks that, like farmers that want to sell or start up their own little retail operations or something like that. That would certainly be a way for entrepreneurs to get into that business. And then also, a little bit different subject than livestock, the governor of South Dakota has proposed merging the Department of Environment and Natural Resources and South Dakota Department of Ag, and our delegates chose to support that based on the fact that there will be some streamlining and expense savings. And Hunter Roberts is the person that she has chosen as the first secretary of the combined departments. And I think he's very uniquely qualified and should be a good first person to put in that program and really get it started off in a successful way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, I know President Zippy Duval from the American Farm Bureau was able to address delegates. And when I talked to him, I know a couple priorities on the national level that trickle down to South Dakota as well are related to trade policy and farm labor. So what did we find out there on those two fronts?
Yeah, he gave us a good update. And of course, I did too in my convention address to the delegates. Farm labor is something that we just continue to work on. It's really a political football, so it's hard to get very much progress. But with the new Congress starting up and at least what it looks like a distinct possibility of a new administration, we'll hopefully be able to work with them and get something done. Ag labor and immigration reform are really two of the big issues that we have at the top of our list.
Yes. Well, Scott, as we wrap up our conversation today about the annual South Dakota Farm Bureau Convention, any final thoughts?
Well, I guess I would just say that there are some people that raised their eyebrows a little bit that we were getting together in person, but it can be done. And we worked with the convention center and the hotel there in Rapid City. And like you said, we were social distancing and making sure we followed protocol. And we basically had the run of the convention center there. So we were able to spread out, and it was a good experience, and people got to learn some things and, like I said, see their old friends and renew some or form some new friendships as well.